these aren't. You've seen the frustration overlaps into chronic cessation. He is now into the gangster mode.
No, I'm just light. A victory light. Victory light.
Yo, what's good, you cowards? You know what I'm saying? Victory light episode 10. We here. We live, baby. You know what I'm saying? Lisbon Ortiz, Samatatana. Reino Valle, the Don. You know what I'm saying? He's Full Metal Alchemy today. Victor got the mask on. You know what I'm saying? He's worried he's going to Europe. You know what I'm saying? We got Hassan in the building. Got put on that fucking Norta.
Speaking of which.
Breaking news. Venezuela is getting ready to invade Guyana. Venezuela prepares for a possible invasion. Reports from Brazilian intelligence indicate that Venezuelan army posed for an imminent military action against the Republic of Guyana in the coming days. But the question on everyone's mind is, why though?
Yo, fam, what the fuck? The Essequibo territory, an expansive region rich in natural resources. Oh,
this just seems like the most random. Because, like, you know, I feel like every geopolitical conflict is always from like the Pac-12 of the planet.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
the SEC.
Yeah. It's always like Russia. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Russia, China, America.
Us. Yeah, you know what I mean. So, like, when these two motherfuckers get at it, it's like, ah. You know what I mean?
Oh, yo, they fighting over there. It's like a fight. You see, you have McDonald's and at Delancey, and there's like two crackers fighting in the back.
You just kind of walk past them and you're like,
yo, listen, yo, don't hit your head, bro. There's a table right there. Be careful.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. Yeah, like, yeah, this is so, it's so funny because, like, this might be the one time that nobody steps in.
You know what I mean? Just let him fight it out.
Just let him go. Let him
like
go,
no
bro.
NATO, nothing, bro.
Nothing,
like just,
bro. No BRICS.
No, yeah, no NATO, no UN, nothing. Everybody's just kind of minding their business. It's like, just let me. It's like, man, who gives a fuck what they got going?
What the fuck over is there? Like, yo, Venezuela versus Guyana. Yo, the West Indian parade next year is gonna be tricky.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be tricky, yo. Why did President of Venezuela look like fucking Don Francisco like 20,000 years ago?
Bro, I think that the President of Venezuela, Don Francisco, like, I feel like they were like made in the same factory.
Yo, thanks.
You know what I mean?
Like, yo, they just put this motherfucker in a suit from Portobello, bro. Caught all the
like factory of men who look like they were born old.
Yeah, yeah. Facts.
Yeah.
That nigga was born with a push broom mustache.
Oh my fucking
god.
Oh
my god. And yo, as soon as you say it, the Jinx, the Biden administration is back Guyana because boom! with the Department of Defense delegation visiting Georgetown last week to strengthen any military partnership, mother scunt.
Okay, so bro. I guess I was wrong then. I guess. Yeah, you know what? Actually, that's pretty naive of me to assume that the U.S. wouldn't stick their nose in this
right.
shit.
Right, that's what I was just about to say. Like, bro, it's like the U.S. just
lives for drama.
Behind anybody who got any kind of static, they're just like,
yeah.
What's popping, pussy?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What's
like, they just
pussy?
start
in
shit.
In the back, yeah, just in the back, like, yo, fuck that nigga up, you're talking crazy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he said you pussy.
Oh, holy
like,
fuck.
Come on, dog.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, this is wild. I love, like, I wonder how Joe Biden, like, came to that conclusion. Like, I wonder if, like, Vic, scroll up to where it says that he's, what does he say? Okay, so the Biden administration has backed Guyana on the dispute and pledged support.
Bro, what's the dispute?
With a Department of Defense delegation visiting Georgetown last week to, quote, strengthen a military partnership.
Yo,
imagine Joe Biden doing his best, like, Spanish. Like,
nosotros vamos a invadir Guyana, and we're going to strike. It's incredible.
Joe, what are you talking about, Joe?
Yo, Guyanese people are, like, they've always fascinated me because, like, if they don't speak, a lot of them look Indian.
Yo.
And then they speak.
Yes.
And then they sound Jamaican.
Yo, it's wild. Shout out to Cheryl, the homie, you know what I'm saying, who's Guyanese. And she's like, yo, she said, oh yeah, that's we call them coolies. I was like, yo.
Whoa.
I was like, I don't know.
Is it okay for me to say that?
Right. I was like, yo, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
But the way you twisted up your face when you said that, you know what I'm saying?
I was just like,
I don't know if this is a slur. You know what I'm saying? If I can say that. But bro, I had a friend in junior high school named Sean. Shout out to Sean Radhey. Same thing, bro.
Fuck Sean.
Damn.
Yo, Sean about to pull up like, why y'all chat bot in this spell, huh?
Yeah.
Looking like he running 7-Eleven and shit.
Oh my
Yo.
God.
Bro.
Holy shit. But yeah, you were saying shout out to Sean. And
shout out to Sean, because, yeah, I walked into his crib, and he had, like, you know, a lot of, like, Indian paraphernalia around the crib that was, like, yeah. straight from India.
Yeah.
But his mom was like, what your child about? Well, he's just walking in the room and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, why do you sound like an extra from Shadas?
Damn.
But you look like Mindy Kaling, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're confusing me very much.
So, yeah, I know I live in Little Guyana.
Mm-hmm.
Guyanese people and Russian people, it don't matter what the fuck they talking about, they always sound like they arguing. When it comes to those two people,
yeah.
it does not matter, bro. Whether it's a low or high tone, they always sound like they about to black on each other.
Yo, yeah. And it's crazy you said that, because, like, the Russians that I've encountered in Jersey,
yeah,
like, it's that and even when they speak it in English, that yeah, yeah. they got that energy.
Yeah. yeah.
Bro. Hey, bro, you're very fucking funny, man. I watch your show.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like,
what do you mean by that?
Yeah. Like, what is podcast?
Yeah.
Like, man, what do you mean, bro? Like, it's like a show that we do, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, every week, twice a week, I listen in car. It's very funny. You make me laugh and giggle with myself in car. I have party by myself in car. You enjoy?
Yeah.
I said, what the fuck is that hanging participle, nigga?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
enjoy? What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm terrified now, B. We have to call me. Bro will text me, call me. I'm like, yo, it's like, for what, bro? Like, yo, I'm nervous.
Oh, my God.
You got me super nervous.
Speaking of minor conflicts, LeBron was mad at...
Minority
mad
conflicts?
Mad at Ime Udoka for calling him a bitch. Hold on, wait. So what was the actual headline from Overtime? So the actual headline from, well, not from Overtime, but from
John.
I Am John.
Yeah. I Am John!
Got mad at Ime Udoka for calling him a bitch because he's a grown man. And I don't know if that was sarcasm, but LeBron, like, you've been the best basketball player for, like, nearly my entire life. Like, at some point, when does the shit, like, stop phasing you? You know what I mean?
Like,
you know, like, what do you think?
Personally, I'm like, bro, you have the most points scored in the history of the NBA. That sounds like, just say that, sounds a very casual thing to say, but it's
Luke.
It's crazy. Don't start overrated, champ. Yo, but it's crazy. But it's just like, bro, this is what, like, when you're popping,
yeah,
this is like reading the comments in real life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Email Udoka is the comment section, and LeBron responded to the comment section, bro, which we sometimes do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I think it's like, I don't know. I think it's just like, bro, like, you're LeBron, man.
And also, y'all motherfuckers ain't gonna fight, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all not gonna fight.
Y'all not gonna fight.
Y'all surrounded by cameras.
You know what I mean? Come on.
You're surrounded by cameras. You're LeBron James. Like, what are you about to do? Fight this Uniqlo manager?
What the fuck? You gonna fight Claudio Ortega, bro, at Crypto.com Arena? That's what you about to do?
It's fucking ridiculous.
Come
on,
dog.
Liz, what are you, like... I mean, I don't know. I don't even follow basketball, but come on. It's fucking LeBron. Like,
it's two grown-ass men, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, if I got paid the amount of money that man get paid, you could beat the shit out of me on that court, bro. Do whatever the fuck you want. Just let me get paid. Let me get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God.
Say whatever you want, man.
You're like the Jokic. Like, yo, let's spell Jokic. They're like, yo, I win championship. I want to go home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I buy horse, I go home.
When is parade? When is parade? Oh, no.
Oh,
I want to go home. Oh, my God. LeBron is like, what do you say? What do you call me?
Huh? You say
I'm mother bitch, huh?
Yes, I call you bitch because you bitch. Niggas just doubled down with the same word, man, hard.
Yeah, but apparently that's not, like, he didn't call him a bitch, which kind of makes this even worse. It's like, Udoka apparently with the quote is, stop crying like bitches, man. And then LeBron was like, we're all grown men. That bitch word ain't cool. Udoka then says, soft ass boy, stop bitching, acting like you're going to do something.
Why did Udoka turn into NBA young boy? Soft ass boy, stop bitching, boy.
Man,
I think you would do something, boy.
Man, you a soft ass bitch.
Pussy ass nigga.
Pussy. Man, your pussy ass ain't going to do nothing. Yo, that's the thickest accent I've ever heard in my life, bro. Young boy, like young boy bought that voice.
Yo, I swear to God, bro.
He paid for that voice. There's no way that a human being sounds like that.
Not
like,
at all. Not
imagine,
at all.
Imagine young boy, customer service rep, young boy.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Hey, hello,
thank
hi.
You for calling Bank of America customer service. Lame ass, pussy ass boy. The fuck your problem?
Hey, hi. It's like, yo, I just lost my debit card.
I just
man.
Need a new one in the mail. Can you send me one?
I say that. It gonna take about 4 to 5 business days, pussy ass boy.
But like, yo. Why gotta be pussy? It's only 4 days.
Why gotta be all that, man?
What does he fuck me for?
Like, yeah. The young boy shit kills me because, like, what are you gonna do? Kill everybody that don't like your music?
Right.
Bruh, he might.
Like,
he looked like the motherfucker that might attempt.
Yo, I think young boy is so funny because, like, I feel like he has a dent in his forehead.
Yes.
And
happened in the past.
If you ever seen the movie The Iron Giant, you remember when he crash lands on Earth, he also has a dent on his forehead.
Yes.
And he's a good guy for most of that movie. But then, like, the dent kind of just pops out. And then he goes back into, like, destroy the world mode. So I think the opposite has happened
with Young Boy.
He had
the wild fucking bojo on his fucking dome.
And then I think that when it evens out, we're going to get pacifist Young Boy. Like, when the dent pops out and his skull goes back to
nice
normal.
Nice boy.
Yeah, we're going to get
gospel
fucking
boy.
We're going to get Baptist. Yeah.
Baptist Young Boy.
It's going to be a great development.
I'm Jesus.
He terrifies me, bro.
I'm calling it now.
He terrifies me. He looks like he eats cigarettes.
Yo.
I can't fuck with him.
Like, he eats cigarettes.
I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
Bro, he's always shirtless. I never seen a motherfucker with a shirt on.
Yeah.
He does look like he's Newport Butts. You're absolutely correct on that.
Yeah.
And he's always angry. Look, he never looks happy, bro.
Yeah.
I've never seen this guy smiling. Like, yo, I had a good day.
I mean, don't he got like 14 kids, bro?
Yeah, he does.
I wouldn't be happy either.
Yeah.
I have two. I'm miserable.
So, I got four. And I almost, you know what I'm saying? I had to drain the bathtub this morning before I slashed my wrist. You know what I'm saying? So
oh,
I would've.
My God.
You know what I mean? Let's take a mental health break and pay some bills, y'all. Yo, you know what I'm saying? I feel like artists are like too sensitive nowadays, B. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you can't kill everyone that doesn't like your music, young boy. Like,
you know what I'm saying? But like, I feel like music is different though, because musicians are more aggy.
Yeah.
If you body their shit, but like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like recording artists need to be more like filmmakers, because like when a film flops or whatever, at least for me. I feel like I don't hear shit from the director. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't like Citizen Kane, pussy ass boy?
What?
Like,
what? Greta Gerwig like, yo, you fucking bitch ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh, you done fuck with Barbie, nigga? You don't understand the social commentary about that shit?
Yeah.
You done read the subtext, pussy?
Yeah. Let me find out you ain't like Little Women.
Huh? You don't like the classics?
Yeah.
You coward?
Yeah. But, Godzilla Minus One is doing phenomenally. Hey, listen, man. As the resident Goji stan here, right? Godzilla fans been eating all year, bro. We got the Apple show. You know what I mean? We got Minus One. We got Godzilla X Kong dropping. Like, it's a great year for us, man. And
wow,
like,
this man's glazing Godzilla crazy right now.
Listen.
He said, yo, let me get covered in your nuclear source.
Speaking of film and artists and shit, I was pleasantly surprised by Godzilla Minus One being as phenomenal as it was. And it's still currently, right now as we're recording this, 98 on the tomato meter, 98 on the audience score. And like, not that I give a fuck about this metric at all, but like, it is just interesting to see how much people really do care about this type of shit. Like,
I was about to say, I was like, they're usually not like so locked in like that, right? It's usually like the consumer review is like,
yeah,
this shit is trash. Or if it's like,
just look at any A24 film. It's always like either the audience loves it and the critics hate it, or the critics love it and the audience hates
straight
it.
Up.
You know? But I think Minus One is just, it's just one of those instances that it just fucking ticks all the boxes, bro. Like, and like there are certain fans of this genre that are like jaded to it, and they're like, oh, I don't give a fuck about the humans, just give me the monsters. It's like, grow up, bro. What do you want? You want an hour and 45 minutes of monsters screaming and breaking shit?
Bruh.
What are you, 3?
Bro, this is a fucking game. This is a Sega Genesis game.
Yeah. It's called Rampage. Yeah.
Fam, just go play Rampage.
Just go play Rampage then.
Yeah.
Or go watch Rampage with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and then you'll get what you asked for. But Minus One was a fantastic film. Like, I definitely got to see that shit again. Like, it was awesome. But I just feel like this metric is so
What's the
arbitrary.
Math on the Minus One?
What do you mean? Like, why is it called Minus One?
That was also my question. It's like a prologue?
So, this is my theory. I haven't looked this up at all, but it's minus 1 degree Celsius, I think, because at the end of the film, the original film, so I'm not spoiling this one, but at the end of the original film, in the 1954 one, they freeze Godzilla. Like, they have like an oxygen destroyer and they essentially dehydrate him.
They turn the motherfucker into beef jerky.
Yeah. They fucking. Yo. Yeah, they smoke. They make Godzilla brisket in the.
You gotta turn that shit every 10 minutes. So yeah, you know. Yeah. Oh, it's so tender.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, that's my theory, but I haven't looked up why it's called minus one. But fantastic film. But I just think like. Twitter's been, Goji, I call it Goji Twitter, which is like,
oh, bruh.
Like Gojira Stan Twitter.
They're going crazy. The takes are unreal because it's like I'm not part of that, the Goji community. I'm not part of the LG community. The LGOGI community.
Yeah. I'm not part of the GOJI community. They following that shit like the NASDAQ, bro.
And it's wild because they're like arguing with each other.
Yeah.
Right? Like I saw one tweet yesterday that was like, yo, bro said Godzilla never ran. Word. And then he just pulled he did like a supercut of Godzilla running from like every single movie ever in existence.
Yeah.
Like, yo, nah, he be running, bro. Like you're capping. I'm just like, yo, y'all are arguing, bro.
Yo, remember when
Remember
when Godzilla dunked on Charles Barkley?
Yes.
You remember that? Cause I do.
Yo, that was sucking. That was a moment, B.
Yeah, that shit was incredible. Like Godzilla and then in the comic book, there's a little box that literally says Godzilla got busy.
Got busy.
What the fuck, bro?
He got his ass.
Like, that's my GOAT, bro. LeBron who?
Who?
Exactly.
He's been doing this shit for 2,000 years.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I don't know, like, how do you feel, like, Liz, because you're working on a documentary, so I feel like, as a filmmaker, as a writer, whatever, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're doing this shit because you have to. You know what I'm saying? So, like, how much importance do you give... How much credence do you give to a platform like fucking Rotten Tomatoes or whatever? You know what I mean? Like, is that shit important to you really?
Oh, hell no. Yeah. Once I release my body of work, everybody else could suck my dick. To me, as a creative person or just somebody who creates anything in general, like what you have in your head, my only job is to bring it out.
Yeah.
My only job is to take the idea that I have and put it into a visual, put it into writing. How you receive it is your job.
Right.
How you intake it, whether you like it, whether you love it, whether you fucking think it's garbage, has nothing to do with me. I've always felt like that. I release what I need to release, what I want to release.
Yeah.
How you receive it, beautiful. Not my business.
Yo. Yeah. Honestly. So, take notes, young boy.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, what if young boy reviews this shit and then saying, hey, you want to crash out?
But I think that's what separates the artist from people who do things for public opinion.
Yeah.
It's like I legit create things because I have like a fucking problem trying to sleep. Like God is telling me, yo, you got to create this, you got to do this, you got to release this. And so it's not even really up to me at this point. But then there's people who say, I want to create a film. I just want to create any kind of film. They just want to be a filmmaker. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's more so about the title and how they look and how people receive their projects than it is about them fulfilling their purpose.
In the fucking art, B.
And I feel like,
you know what I'm saying?
I feel like with documentary filmmaking in particular, like documentarians, I feel like they fall into that because like, I feel like plenty of people want to be filmmakers, right? And whether they have an idea or not off rip, like is, you know, that's on a case by case basis. But I feel like documentarians in particular, like they just fall into that, like, because you care about something enough to like, read up on it, do your research, put that shit together, put together a script. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not so much that you wanted to make a movie. It's that you wanted to make a movie about this.
Yo,
yeah,
fam,
exactly.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, Victor's sitting back there on the computer shit. He's about to jump up and be like, preach! You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, I'm not going to say what project it was.
He was not.
I did a project that was, you know, in that category.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? It's I feel like, when you like you especially documentaries, be like, you take that shit super duper seriously, bro. There's no room for like editorializing shit because yo, it's fact. This shit is based on facts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't be out here be like, yo, I think this would have happened if they would have did this. It's like, nah, bro. Like I gotta cite sources and shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And considering how fantastic Minus One is and how fantastic Shin Godzilla is, like those two films are probably top two. They both did not crack $15 million USD budget. And like So wow. I guess, yeah. So that, and their domestic box office numbers are through the fucking roof. Like, not so much Shin, but Minus One is doing numbers. Like, I'm talking about, like, they tripled their fucking budget. Like, they've made that shit back three times over.
Oh, they buy it all these panties, bro.
So, like, I think, and, like, it's, but it's because of, like, you can tell, like with your documentary, like, and I know this is going to be the same when I watch that shit. Like, I cannot wait for you to finish that shit, bro. Because I really, I could tell you care, and that shit is going to translate over the screen. The same with Minus One. You could tell this shit was made by somebody who gives a fuck. You know
Yo,
what
this
mean?
Is, that's what I was going to say about that movie, is that, like, this shit, like... It's not, like the other, like the joke with Bryan Cranston.
Yeah,
where he's just, it was just like, "Yo, kill every nigga in the world!" Ah, yeah, everybody yeah. just gets stomped out. We don't care about the people. Yeah. I was like, "Damn, I kind of give a fuck about the people in here." You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah. you know what I'm saying? Can we get some character development out here?
Nah, bro. Bryan Cranston stole the show for all of 15 minutes, and then in that film,
I mean, it was just
and then, we got to follow his doofy ass son around for the rest of that movie. What the fuck? But yeah, it's crushing it. Crushing it. It's fucking fantastic. Like, Minus One is awesome. Like, they, it just, it gave everybody what they wanted, while still respecting the franchise. And yeah, it's about, like, it tackles grief, loss, like triumph, failure.
Yo,
like, you know,
that
what I
looks
mean?
Like it does right there. That there's a profile shot of Godzilla looking mad pensive.
Yeah,
and that he's thinking about, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's like,
thinking about, like, Mothra and shit right now.
He's like, thinking about Mothra. He's like,
my homies.
He gonna text Mothra like, destroying Tokyo, thinking about you. Yo, when she was here.
WYD.
what are you doing? Hey, what you doing? It's 3:30 in the morning. What you doing? I just finished destroying Shinjuku. What's up?
What's up, yo?
What's up? Where you at, you know Mothra? Saying?
Yo, I got some depleted uranium. You want to chill?
I got some plutonium. We can split
yo,
it.
Yo, it's good.
Yeah. We out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
They bring out the 50 cals in the trailer when they were showing homie on the boat and he was shooting the wild like da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, yeah.
And Godzilla had his mouth open, bro.
Yeah.
Like, ah, give me that. Give me all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? The only thing that could stop Godzilla is a be nasty squirt.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
It's be nasty, bro. She pull up in a Camry on water.
Yeah.
Like,
I gotta see the fucking visual.
Yeah, I'm my right, right now.
But what's funny is like in the what I'm picturing, like Godzilla's normal size, but so is Miss Be Nasty. Like, it's not a giant Miss Be Nasty. It's just her normal squirt. And Godzilla's like, ah, wow, what the fuck? Wait a minute. I won't destroy Tokyo if you keep this coming.
You know what I'm saying? Hey,
but yeah,
he's
so,
sedated.
Yeah. Okay, he's good. Miss Be Nasty, we need you. But yeah, she followed me back yesterday. That was
wow.
cool.
Wow.
Damn.
Now
bro.
You gotta learn how to swim, bro.
No, oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, you have
shit.
To.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I'm saying. Yeah. No. But yeah. That's really cool. Like, to have somebody like her. Like, I didn't even know I was on her radar like that. But that's pretty cool that she followed me back and
drip
shit.
And drown with the salute.
Yeah.
And the little heart hands, bro.
Yeah. Because okay. I've been going a lot harder. I know that I too read the comments. And listen, for anybody out here that's tired of me talking about OnlyFans or whatever. It's my job. So
literally.
I don't know what the fuck, you know, what I mean? Like, I don't know what you want me to do. I can't avoid talking about work all the fucking time.
It's crazy that you're saying that and that Miss Be Nasty's coming up because we got noted Be Nasty historian Paulie in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Paulie Cristo.
Damn, Paulie Cristo was good. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Wait, said, I didn't deserve to be put on blast like that.
Oh, my God. But yeah, so, you know, the feedback from the Pino that I made and Miss Be Nasty following me back has been pretty cool. It's pretty overwhelmingly positive. And then there are the comments that get to me. Then there are the nicknames that people come up
with.
They've been
frying your ass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, my friend Maddie, she's a Playboy bunny now. So that's that's really cool.
Oh, she's a real Playboy
bunny. She's like
bunny.
An actual she's like on
so
the site
fire.
And all that. Yeah.
Oh shit.
She like did the shoot and all that with them. And then like there's mad comments under the post on my Twitter. There's a post of me and Maddie just chilling in my bed together. I took some like overhead photos of her and they came out really nice. And so I posted those and you know, and everyone's like, yo, holy shit, like this is like for real. And I'm like, yeah. So but You know, then there's some people.
I thought you were just making videos jerking off?
Yeah, yeah.
And saying somebody's name?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, this is for you, Peter. You know what I'm saying? Like, take this load, this hot load.
Oh, my God.
Which, by the way, in the rundown of
stuff, young boy, I love your album.
Like, oh, yeah. He's like, pussy ass, you ain't even come hard enough, pussy ass boy. You ain't even come, man. This shit ain't even hit the camera.
Oh, my God.
He said, you look like this nigga from Dune with the guy with the white eyes.
And the guy they're talking about, like, in that response on Twitter to the post of me and my friend slash coworker, I guess.
Colleague.
Yeah. It's like, yo, you look like, and damn, what is his name? But it's the white-eyed assassin from Dune. Damn, what is his name, though?
He forgot how to put on lipstick, I guess.
Yeah. They were saying I look like...
Tufir Hawat.
Yeah. Yeah, Tufir. They saying I look like Young Tufir from fucking...
Young Tufir.
From Dune. That was one of many. Another one they said was I look like a Dominican baby alien.
Oh my God, which is crazy because I think Baby Elliot is Dominican.
Well, yo, I'm saying, yo, he looked like Colin Kaepernick, bro. Like, he dead looked like.
Oh, no!
He looked like Colin Kaepernick a little bit. Am I bugging? Like, he really looked.
To me, I was going to say Squidward, but yo, you have a point.
Yeah, like. And then my favorite, they also called me Mulatto Action Bronson.
Yeah!
Oh, no! No!
Yeah. So.
And these are your friends?
No, these are strangers on the internet that keep me humble. No. They keep me humble, you know? Life is all about balance, you know? You got, you know what I mean? I'm making Pinot with my best friend. I got, you know what I mean? I got another friend.
Somebody got to bring you back hell. Down.
Somebody got to follow back from Miss B Nasty, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we got to bring you back to the baseline.
Somebody got to be like, hey, hold on.
No, listen. I can't let your head get too big. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm gonna get you jumped on your way out of here.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
We gotta balance.
Like, yo, you up now, but let's settle down.
Yeah. When you walk out here, you get punched in your earlobe.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yo. Oh shit.
Oh man.
Nah, bro. I think I seen some shit that said you look like a French bulldog, man. It was out of control, bro. Like,
I don't know what it is, and like just like the Action Bronson meme, it's unnecessary. There's no reason for this.
This need to happen.
Yeah.
What was he? Do I know the backstory about that picture?
Oh yeah. He was.
It was a spicy thing, right? It was like a spice.
He was eating like the hottest pepper in the world with Sean from Hot Ones.
Okay.
So it was him and Sean, and like he ate the pepper, and then he looks at the camera like, it's unnecessary. There's no reason for this.
Bro, yo, he's sweating like he's facing triple homicide, bro. It's crazy, yo.
Holy fuck, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For those uninitiated, once again, we're just getting into my job, you know, my jobs. At the overwhelmingly positive response to me talking Shorty through it in one post, and then posted up with a baddie in another, and I guess, you know, the people doing their due diligence and keeping me grounded, man.
Keeping me grounded.
It's like, yo, you may be fucking with some baddies, but you still Mulatto Action Bronson. To us.
To me, you're still a gothic French bulldog. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Oh my God. Nah, goth French bulldog is crazy. Damn, bro. I got a flat face. I could bite walls.
That's it.
That's what I do.
Bro, just put a circle saw. Like,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Ah, you flat faced bitch. Shut up. Let's pay some bills.
Jesus Christ. We're back from break, you bitches, and I just wanted to get into this right quick. So I got cooked on Twitter as I usually do.
Usually.
Every time you say so.
It's ordinary.
Yeah, and Forbes, I wanted to get into this because it was interesting to go back and forth with a few people. But Forbes crowns Bad Bunny as the king of pop, to which somebody tweeted, I'm not gonna give him the clout, but yeah, somebody was like, you can go see that shit for yourself, but somebody tweeted, I couldn't name a Bad Bunny song if my life depended on it, in response to Forbes crowning Bad Bunny the king of pop. To which I then said, it's almost like there's a whole worldwide market outside of your bubble, man. Outside of your American bubble. Fuck it. People fucking lost it. And my whole shit was like, I didn't even agree with Forbes. I didn't even say that it was
just
right.
Very sensitive when it comes to Michael Jackson.
Yo, that's
but like,
facts.
But
bro.
All I said was like, bro, like just because you can't name a song, don't mean that like the rest of the world doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I can't name a single Taylor Swift song, and she's American. And she a billionaire.
Yeah,
you know
bro.
What I'm saying? Like,
it's two Americas, me.
Yeah, right. like
it's multiple
I mean?
Americans.
I can't name a fucking Harry Styles song to save my life. So like, I just don't like this narrative of like discrediting the rest of the world just because they don't sort of like fit into your.
He's lying, bro. He's lying. That motherfucker's lying, bro. He was at a fucking party, a day party. You know what I'm saying? A Moscow Mule came on and shit.
Bro,
and
like,
he started swaying back and forth and shit, talking about ding, 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 ding. Fuck out of here, B. You could not escape Bad Bunny for like the last 3 or 4 years, B. I don't give a fuck if you was on the beach in Greece, motherfucker, if you was in one of them little boats in fucking Venice, nigga, if you was on the fucking Staten Island Ferry,
if you was on a yacht in Ibiza.
You know what I'm saying?
You definitely...
you were hearing fucking Benito, bro. That shit was out there, bro.
Yeah, I don't believe it. Anybody, like, unless you're in like the sticks in the fucking Midwest, like if you, on either coast, there's no escaping Bad Bunny.
Not
like,
at all.
Yeah.
Like,
even
if you've
people
been uptown
who don't know
ever,
Spanish, people yeah. who don't know Spanish be like, yo, I fuck with
I love it.
I don't understand, but I fuck with it.
Yeah, yeah. And even people in the comments are like, bro, come on. Like he's bullshitting. Like, I don't even speak the language. I'm not Puerto Rican at all. I'm not Spanish whatsoever. And I still know who the fuck Bad Bunny is. So,
shout out to the 20-year-olds of Forbes that were like, yo, if we say this, it's going to ignite a firestorm.
Yeah,
and everybody's
exactly.
going to be talking about it. Because, yo, Liz, you said before, like, that people are sensitive about Mike. And it's very true. Because, like, yo, I feel like Michael Jackson probably was the last superstar person that you could be like, yo, I don't have no type of access to this guy.
Yeah.
I just see him when I see him. I see him on TV. Mm-hmm. I see him doing a commercial. Yeah. He's like this weird, like, unapproachable guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you see him in a limousine. He's like, look at your titties. They're bouncing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like now, it's like, motherfucker. Yo, like a motherfucker like Drake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Bad Bunny. Like, bro, it's so much access to them all the time. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, here's a picture of this motherfucker eating a sandwich.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At a bus stop.
Speaking like, of Drake. I saw the clip yesterday of Tyla, the new artist. With
uh-huh.
They
oh, the
asked
water?
Her. Yeah, she was like, I knew he was going to follow me eventually. And then he was. He just happened to follow me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, dude, that's kind of embarrassing.
Yo. Yeah, yeah, the girl's
like, bro,
like,
he's literally like one of the greatest rappers of all time, according to, you know, the public. And for Shorty to just be like, yeah,
yeah
I know he's coming.
Eventually.
Trust me.
Like,
I'm a young pretty bitch. Yeah, he'll be here shortly.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a young
it's like, damn, bro.
Yeah, man, that shit is crazy. And then, like, of course, you know, white people love statistics. And, you know, and then here come another glaze. Here come another fucking glazo to fucking, who I'm not going to give clout to either. But the United States accounts for a whopping 84% of the global music industry's revenue. In that sense, the American bubble is the only one that matters.
Wow,
that sounds very American.
You're proving my point, bro. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I never and like, yeah. Shout out to the 20-year-olds of Forbes, like you said, because they knew what they was doing.
They knew what they was doing.
They knew what they was doing. Putting that picture up next to Mike, like cool. They knew what they was doing.
And an old like mad portrait ass picture of Mike too. Not even Mike like in court.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, with a bandaid on his nose and shit, looking crazy.
Yeah, and also like. Everybody's response was like, oh, nobody could do it like Mike. Yeah, bitch, because we don't live in that world anymore.
Bruh, that shit does not exist. You can't do what Mike did no more.
Also,
it's impossible.
I don't think that anybody should be that powerful, bro.
Yeah.
Why did like 20 people kill themselves when Michael Jackson died?
You know what I'm saying?
Bro,
nobody should be that powerful,
shit,
bro.
That shit's crazy.
There's that one like viral clip people use as a reaction meme all the time where it's just him standing there and like a crowd of 50 million people.
Just like passing out.
Passing out. And then all he does it's like they go like, and then he turns his head and they go.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh my god!
Yeah, yo, god damn, bro. Bad Bunny is clearly never doing that. But also, nobody is doing that,
bro.
Right?
Like this shit don't exist in one life, man. Like I as the resident wash motherfucker, I put a dollar in the wash jar.
Let's go.
I'm here to tell you right now.
Yeah,
that shit will never happen again. There will never be that video of DMX at Woodstock 99.
Yeah.
And it's a gazillion people. And he got the fucking the my buddy red overalls on, jumping around, going crazy.
Yeah.
And they're throwing water, they're throwing people, they're throwing body parts, bro. I saw a titty flop at the screen. Like, shit was crazy.
Yeah.
That shit will never happen again, bro.
Shout out to Leon Nafak. MJ wasn't known as the king of pop until the early 90s. We have other Wash people in here that will vouch for this.
Shut the Super O.
It was Elvis. And It was Michael Jackson that requested MTV start referring to him as the King of Pop.
Oh, he said that?
Yeah. Huh. Well, it's on wax. Like, that's how it happened. There's an MTV News interview where Mike was just like, I'm not going to do something unless you start referring to me as the King of Pop.
See, well, that's what Liz is saying. You can't have that much power, B, to tell the whole channel, yo, this is what y'all going to call me.
Yeah, yo, hey, he was the progenitor to the pronouns, low key. He was like, hey, y'all gonna refer to me as the King of Pop. I'm not even looking y'all way.
That's it. Or you violating. Yeah. The prince was like, hold my beer, nigga.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Here's a fucking ampersand that I did some crazy shit with.
Yeah, yeah. But it's funny that you bring up that, like, he wasn't known as that until the early 90s. And, like, the shit that kills me about this is that, like, most of the people arguing that are too young to know that.
Yo.
Like, they're too young to know that that is how
Mike
that happened.
Mike snatched the crown.
Yeah.
All right? It's meant to be snatched.
It's meant to be snatched, yeah. And, like, it's a testament to, like, people find a shit when they find it. But
mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like Yachty. Who, by the way, shout out to you for, you know what I'm saying, throwing that off the glass. Yachty was a Rolling Stone, bro, and gave a long interview, you know what I'm saying, with Tierra Whack, shout out to her. And he was like, yo, for me, when I discovered Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, I heard the album, it altered my perspective on music in its entirety. Fam, that's like a I smoke weed for the first time statement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, which is crazy, but like,
Pink Floyd is the weed of music.
Yeah, no, 100%. So like, it's the gateway drug, bro, the weird shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, but yo, people is on his head top because it's like, yo, like, oh, word? Like, now, oh, you just finding out about Pink Floyd? Pink Floyd's been around forever. I'm like, bro, this is a fucking 20-something year old kid from Florida?
I don't know.
Do they have Pink Floyd in Florida? At Publix?
Is it allowed?
It came out on vinyl. Like, you can't be mad at him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like you and I feel very differently because, like, I'm in the camp of, like he's a kid. He's just kind of talking shit. And I think, like I don't know. I just feel like the music he's been making, like, of course he's gonna feel this way about Pink Floyd. And like, in the rest of that answer, he's like, oh yeah, they have no in-ears, there was no auto-tune, there was no Fruity Loops, no Pro Tools, they was just doing it. And like, back then, all you had was your brain and your skills. And it's like, yo, Yachty, like, people are still doing that.
Yeah, not everybody has fucking Pro Tools, my guy. And then he says, these niggas is old in italics. He said, man, them niggas had no in-ears. Like, my man is like shocked by this thing. Yo, they didn't have Bluetooth in 1960, B? That's crazy. They had to do acid?
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucking nuts. Like, but yo, then I heard Paul and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I now know where this is coming from.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But nah, listen, my kids is now finding out about fucking like Mobb Deep.
Yeah.
Like, my 12-year-old is finding out about Mobb Deep now. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's not because not for lack of me playing this shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's classic shit I played in my car, blah, blah, blah. Like, kids just get to shit when they get to shit, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's
so funny, dude. I imagine you dropping Merrill Jr. off at school. Like, it's 7:30 in the morning, and all you hear is Prodigy, like, punch you in the face, stab your brain with your nose, bro. And Merrill Jr.'s like, oh, it's up now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And then you wonder why he be on fuck you shit. Then you wonder why he be on fuck you timing.
He jump out the car like, come through, wrinkled up, think I give a fuck. Yeah. I'm like, word, word, yeah. That's like, energy you need to be on. It's cool, bro.
Yeah, yeah, man.
But yo, nah, at least he's, you know what's crazy? I said this shit, and it sounded so parental when I said it. I was like, yo, at least he's trying. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not just listening to NBA YoungBoy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's out here expanding his horizons. You know what I mean?
But people
still, because it's like, like, people think that this is weird.
Yeah.
They only think it's weird because he's black. Let's be fucking real. If this was like a random ass, like, Billie Eilish or some shit, they'd be like, oh, of course. Yeah, dude. She's totally into Pink Floyd. Yeah, her uncle was like the bassist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, Yachty's like, yo, I like different, I like something that's not rap. Everyone's like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doing the fucking, like, you know what I mean?
On the flip side of that, Yachty has also been under fire for his commentary on, like, hip hop. The state of hip hop.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And like, without really acknowledging the part he had to play in the state of hip hop currently. Like,
he's like, yo, bro, you know.
Like, your freshman class, XXL, was notoriously panned by everyone.
Fam. They were all laughing, fucking around.
They were all, and then like, there's maybe four of them now that like even matter anymore. And it's like 21 Savage, Denzel Curry, Yachty, you know what I mean? And like
Kodak?
And Kodak, yeah. So like that 2016 class is like
Lil Dicky's making movies now and shit. Yeah, like, yeah, he's just like, I don't even rap no more, dog.
He's like, I spent all my bar mitzvah money. Now I'm like, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so like now, like, but I just think like, so I get it. I get why people are like, all right, bro, like now, you know what I'm saying? Like after those comments about hip hop and then failing to acknowledge the part he had to play in the state of hip hop, now you want to pivot and be like, oh, Pink Floyd is so awesome, blah, blah, blah. So like, I get it. I get the criticism, but at the same time, people find shit when they find it. What do you think, Liz?
Yeah, I was actually going to say, I agree on both sides, because it's like, it could be that he's just like, he wants to pivot and he want to be on some like, I don't want to be a rapper, I want to branch away from that.
I want to do flute music.
But I also think that we met him when he was a kid. We got to give him a little bit of grace.
Yo. Like,
yeah.
He's growing up, he's finding new shit, he's listening to different genres.
Yeah.
That's how I was, bro. The reason I got into so many fights when I was a kid is because I was too busy listening to fucking G-Unit. Too busy listening to Dipset. Listening to all these wild ass.
Liz Bell
bro,
in the house. Yo, bad
I used to
news.
Get home.
You was on the nine. You was on the bus talking about, I whoop your head, boy.
Bro, I didn't no, even I watch will. Cartoons when I was a kid. I used to watch battle rap.
Yo!
That's what I used to watch.
DeMarco. Yep.
Oh,
DeMarco.
My God. Holy shit.
The only thing that made me change my ways, bro. God, thank God for Guitar Hero.
Oh,
I got
yes.
Guitar Hero and it introduced me to like yeah. rock music.
Yo.
And that's when I started to listen to like different genres of music. Before that, it was just rap and R&B.
Yo, it's so crazy you said that because like there's so many songs that like, bro, they would have never, I would have never yeah. heard this shit in my life. But it's fucking, it was on extreme difficulty on Rock Band. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm fucking playing Jethro Tull. You know
bro,
what I'm saying?
Barracuda goes crazy. Holy shit. I'm the like, first time yeah, I heard that shit, I was like, hold on. White people might have figured something out with
yo,
this
yo, they got some. They got some here.
They might have figured some shit out with this
they
shit.
They got
right
that
now.
And tiramisu.
Yo, come on.
Yo, that Metallica shit that... Yo, like I was like, damn, he go.
Yo, come on, bro. And it, so,
holy
yeah.
fuck, man.
To
like,
that
so,
point,
yeah,
yo,
I get it.
Paramore and shit. Like I got put onto Matt. I was like, yo, come on, man. I listen to fucking yeah. Cold Wave. That's yeah. what I listen to Max B. That's yeah. it. Like you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
You know, we got the Bachata Guitar Hero now too.
Oh hell
what?
Yeah. I don't know how, but my brother got it in his crib.
Yo, nah.
We be playing fucking Aventura, Yos Cancerante, de todo.
That shit comes with a bottle of Brugal and shit. And Mad Sorrows.
The yo, thing you... is that you can only play it in like extreme in the hardest level.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Level. Wait, so did you just break embargo on a game that's not out yet? Like did you, you
just... So yo,
yo
I leaked it.
Like, oh, shit.
Yo, LA Leakers.
That might have
fuck.
To come out.
Freestyle.
No. No, they just like they like break into the game and make their own shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's oh, I see. Like modders.
That's fire.
Yeah, that's
yo,
cool.
And it's crazy because, of course, it's extreme difficulty, yo. I'll never forget. Shout out to Ezra Koenig, Vampire Weekend. You know what I'm saying? Hell of a guitar player. You know what I'm saying? Does his thing. I was telling him, like, yo, I was in DR and I went to see a Bachata band live. And I took, like, I'm on FaceTime with him and he's like watching the dude play. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, those guys really shred. Mm. I was like, that was extremely white. Yeah. But I heard, understood, acknowledged, my yeah. G. Like, I yo, say what you say.
And I will say this about Ezra. Like, he's mad cool when you meet him. Like, he's super, like, relaxed. He's, yeah, like, man. The most relaxed human being I've ever met.
He's
probably,
a human Xanax.
Yeah, it's probably because he's, like, rich and married to Rashida. But he was, like, relaxed even before then. But I'll never forget, we were doing voiceover for Neo Yokio, and there was a guitar in the room. So, like, Mero picks it up and just starts, like, messing around. And he's like trying to see if like Ezra can recognize. He's like, oh yeah, yeah. He's like, but you just have to do this. He starts playing the guitar while Mero's wearing it. Just like this. Like it's a slide guitar.
No way.
And like you forget, like I've seen him perform, but like you forget how nice musicians at that level
yes.
have to be.
Yeah.
He played it while
it
you
like
had
he was
it
struggling.
On?
Like,
I had
he was just like,
he's just like, motherfucker played fucking Bohemian Rhapsody on my chest, bro, while I'm wearing the guitar.
Hey, that sound kind of kinky. I'm not
going
to lie.
You know what I'm saying?
That sounds tight.
You're giving
Randy
ideas.
That sounds tight. Intimate. I might have to make some business calls later. Like, I'm going to ring up Dredd. Hey, what you doing later, bro?
He's slapping the bass.
Yeah.
Slapping the bass in his face. No! Boom, ba-dum, boom, 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 ba-dum.
We doing the Seinfeld intro with
yeah.
What's your dick? No.
Oh man. But yo, you were saying that you that like before you discovered all this shit, all you was listening to was Max B, Coke
like,
Wave.
Yeah, you know like French Montana, you know what I'm saying? Who is very inspirational, B, you know what I'm saying? Like we said last week, episode 8, which was really episode 9, which is why we episode 10 now, you understand? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Open your third eye if you don't.
Yeah, and it's funny that you bring up French because like I was listening to all that shit too, and like it's crazy to see him go from like 165 and Webster fucking projects
literally,
to now,
bro,
to now making like making meals with Cooge
with
Cougine like.
For Rap TV.
Yeah,
this is the most random. Is this Tubi? What is this? What the fuck is this?
Yeah,
French and Cooge and meals with Cooge.
Yeah, but he's taken a page out of the Young Thug book.
Yes,
of acronyms.
You know what I mean?
Apparently, so Liz, why don't you tell us what Coke Boys Entertainment, what the Coke stands for?
Stands for Creation of Kings Everywhere.
Word.
That's
wow,
B.
Inspirational.
You know, yo, if your third eye ain't fully dilated right now, B, I don't know what you're thinking about, man. You know what I'm saying? But the fucking, he has a skull and the word Coke, man, big on his jacket right now in the video we watch it. Yo, this shit is crazy because I'm like, I got the original hoodie, bro. It's just the word Coke Boy spelled out in cocaine, my G. Like,
but if he ever gets hemmed up, like, and I'm not wishing that shit on anybody
ever. Oh, nah, this is perfect.
But if he ever gets hemmed up, he could bring this up and be like, yo, listen, I said this shit before I was ever on trial.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So, like, there is, like, he could lend legitimacy to this shit if he actually wanted to.
Lawyer. Fucking yeah. Counsel Niedermeyer, what do you have to say in defense of your client?
Yeah.
Sir, this stands for Creation of Kings Everywhere. My client here, French Abdul Montana, is creating royalty throughout Morocco and the Middle East. Okay? He's having unprotected sex and creating kings everywhere in the world. Judge is like, man, remanded to send this nigga to Rikers, bro.
My favorite part about this is that he just said the shit unprovoked out of nowhere. Yeah. Nobody, it wasn't an interview. Nobody asked him. He was just like, yo, just so y'all know. Just so y'all know.
I see what's going on over here. Let me just get ahead of this shit. Yo, French is mad smart, bro. Like, you know? I'm not just saying that because he's from the Bronx, because I just seen the nigga in the Lex Bubble dropping Cocaine City DVDs off downtown.
Oh, my God.
Back in the day, bro.
Holy shit. Yeah, back when his head was mad long. Long ass head French.
Yo.
165 French was like a whole different person. People think they cloned Gucci. Nah, they cloned French, bro. They cloned French.
Original French
people
looks
think
like Earth from
Gucci.
Yeah, because when he came out of jail, he was mad fit and ripped. Like, he lost the lean gut. Like, he went, like, vegan and shit.
Let me tell you something. All you got to do to get people on the internet to be like, yo, they cloned him, is get veneers, B.
Get veneers, or lose
50 pounds.
That's it.
Lose
50 pounds, get veneers, and be like, yo, they cloned him. Yo, they cloned him.
All you have to do is be black and healthy.
Yeah.
Right?
That's it.
Yo, that nigga's eating greens. Chill.
Yeah.
Who said, no. Yeah. Yo, Gucci Mane eating a kale salad? Nah, they cloned him, bro.
Nah, they cloned him, bro.
They cloned him, B.
They cloned him.
Nah.
He from Custer. They don't got that over there.
Nah, bro.
He from East Atlanta. They don't got that shit over there.
They don't got no kale over there. They put sugar in that nigga's grits, baby. Come on, stop playing.
Yeah, man. But yeah, nah, they definitely cloned French, bro. Look, that is a cybernetic hairline if I've ever seen it.
He looks like Cyrax, dog.
Yo.
He got the Cyrax dreads, bro.
Yeah, man.
Goddamn.
Nah, this shit is crazy.
Yo.
But yeah, I love that. I can't wait to see like what other acronyms are going to come from other groups and shit. That's going to be interesting. But because, like, I mean, I guess Griselda's in the clear, right? Because, like, there's no explaining that.
Griselda?
Your name is, like, Griselda music, bro. Like, we all know.
Great recognition in spaces exalting Latino drug abuse.
Oh, my God.
Abstinence and you're good.
Abstinence, cool. There you go. And speaking of drug abstinence, bro, we got Queenpin, innovator, mother, killer. She's a woman of substance. Double entendre, don't even ask me how. Sofia Vergara is Griselda.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It premieres January 25th. They put the wild Adrian Brody nose on her. I don't know why. You know what I'm saying?
Did they?
Yeah, bro. And why they start with that shot?
Wow.
Like, her nose comes across the corner before the rest of her face.
So we just watched the trailer, and if you haven't seen that, go watch that. And I just love this casting because it is peak Hollywood.
Yo.
Like I don't understand, like, what is it with Hollywood and the prosthetics? Like, Bradley Cooper just got in trouble for that shit, right?
Yo,
like,
fam.
For the prosthetic honker on him, like, because, like...
Honker.
Like, bro, because, listen, the motherfucker looked like... I forget what... what the like what the film was, but it was especially heinous. No SVU, but it was especially heinous because like he's portraying like a Jewish like musician.
Yeah,
so it looks extra crazy.
He's like, yo, did you just borrow the Macklemore costume, dog?
Like, it looks extra crazy to give him the prosthetic, but then like the dude's like daughter chimed in and was like, we approve that. Like we thought it made him look more like him. So I was like, damn, all right, I guess. Cool. So it's just interesting, like another prosthetic nose. Also, another funny thing is, look up Griselda Blanco, the actual person.
Yeah.
After watching this trailer.
Yeah, fam. Yeah. You're going to be like, yo, the face ain't facing.
That is not. Come on.
Fam.
They should have got me, bro. They should have got me.
Yo, stop.
I was available, bro.
Don't do that, bro.
Nah, you wanted a realistic depiction, bro. You could have casted any one of our moms.
Straight up.
And right. It would have been
straight up and down, bro. But,
and no disrespect to Sophia at all. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm sure she smoked that. I'm definitely watching the shit out of
that. Yeah, hell yeah. She probably just needs to definitely do her thing, but it's just like, bro, like, you definitely could have went to Malecón and like just been like, yo, doña.
Exactly.
Karol G was in there too.
I peeped that. Yeah. Shout out to Venezuela.
She looks completely different.
She's invading Guyana, bro, via this movie.
Stop it. Yo, stop it, bro. Oh my God.
Nah, they did too much with the you know what it was? I think this is gonna sound crazy. I'm gonna just say it. Mm-hmm. I think this is them trying to be like, yo, she's too hot. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Sofia Vergara is too hot. We can't have her playing because then they're gonna be like, yo, well, you got this. Oh, let me guess. You know what I'm saying? Y'all trying to sexualize cocaine. I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
I mean,
trying to sexualize
as a Colombian, I'll say this much. At least it's not fucking Pablo Escobar again.
How long
are we going to do that?
Yeah, I had enough of that.
But low key, like, at least when I'm in Colombian, people talk about it, it's just like, yo, fam, every time you make a fucking movie about us, it's somebody who's dealing coke. And it's just like, I'm surprised that Sofia would make this choice.
Yeah.
Because it's just
she's Colombian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just like, everyone's gonna look at her like, this is what you're gonna do.
Oh, word.
You can get something made and you're just gonna like take the easy way out.
Why Sophia had to go crooked before she took it. This is how she's gonna win an Oscar, B. You know what I'm saying? This is her training day.
And another just comment I wanna make is like we're, you know, if you Google Griselda Blanco, like the real person, you Google image that shit, like you can scroll down for a grip. It's not a whole lot of pictures.
Bro, she looked like a Titi.
Like, it's not a whole lot of pictures of her super young. So I can't comment to like her body type as like in the age that they're portraying her in the film. But like we're doing that thing again where like we cast like super thin, super fucking like, you know what I mean? Up. Like super conventionally attractive like actors and people to like represent people that are like a little,
hey,
you know what I mean? Like people who don't look like that.
Yeah, nah.
And like it's a little disheartening. Cause
yo,
like
if you scroll up though, bro, like scroll all the way up. I'm like, bro, that looks like Yes Jules, bro. So I'm glad that they did not realistically cast her, because if they would have cast Yes Jules as Griselda Blanco on this shit, I would have lost my mind. You know who should have been fucking cast as Griselda Blanco, bro? Fucking Melissa McCarthy, B. She got the swagger.
Oh my
you know what I'm saying? She got the cheekbones.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? The face shape is similar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. All she needs is like that 80s blowout. Like the.
That's it.
You're talking about with the volume? She got it.
You're like, yo, I got who got my Aquanet? Spray it on my hair.
Yeah, where's my soul glow?
They're like, ma'am, you're Colombian. Yeah, I went to Columbia University. I graduated. My campus is in Harlem. Eminent domain. I took an old lady's brownstone.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Miss Jenkins. I'm like, bro, damn, bro. Jesus. This is about cocaine. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You fucking. Damn, she got mad hairstyles.
Yeah.
I'd be mad at y'all. Fuck y'all with hair, bro.
Bro, for real, y'all got mad options, man.
Yo, fuck. I just got mad different hats I could put on my head, bro. Yeah. You can wake up in the morning and do whatever the fuck you want with your hair, yo.
You too, bitch. You can get the fuck up and just leave. You don't gotta do shit. Just get up and leave.
Let's be like, what I'm gonna do today with my shit? Like, bouncing it around. I see your fucking luscious curls.
Nigga, fuck them curls. Do you know how much maintenance that shit
takes?
You see me when I wake up in the morning, you're gonna be like, bro, I'm glad I'm bald. Because I wake up, my hair do whatever the fuck. My hair tells me what we're gonna do today.
Yeah. You be looking like El Alfa on the album cover? Yo, put the Alfa album cover up, bro. He looks crazy because they were frying him.
I mean, I feel like he always looked kind of crazy. Like,
oh, yeah.
Unless it's like, unless he just, unless he just got a, like a retwist, like, unless he just got a retwist, he stayed looking nuts on his album covers.
This, yo, fam, that's crazy.
Bro, he looked, like Neo Cortex from Crash Bandicoot.
Yo, fam with the glasses. Yo,
that's the album cover.
Yes,
though? He looked like a Dominican villain.
Bro, I'm telling you, yeah, like if Dark Knight was in fucking Santiago.
Bro, he looked like me. This is fantastic. This is amazing. He looks like.
You like this, Rainey? He looks like Boomy.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks like he has a plan to destroy Gotham, and exactly. Batman has like 24 hours to save the city.
Yeah. And Dembotron.
Yeah.
Hold this, could you plop,
and now I have hatched my evil scheme to launch the Cuchuplachinator across the entire island of Hispaniola.
Oh my God.
Come for me, Bruce Wayne. Atrévete, mamá huevo.
Yo, please look up. Please look up.
Oh my God.
Please look up, audience, El Alfa, El Rey del Dembow album cover so that you can have as great a time with this as we are having. Because the motherfucker looks this looks like AI.
Yo, show me the back. Look at the back. Can you see the back?
Oh, the side
back
profile?
Album cover? The side profile? Bro.
Oh my God.
This is great. This is like when your hedges get out of control.
Yeah.
In the back and they connect it to the fence. You know what I'm saying? They start to creep out.
You know who he looked like? La Mosca?
Yo,
do you remember that guy? You remember La Mosca?
La Mosca!
Yeah.
Yo, Alpha's wildin'. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
I look like the fucking shot the New York context where he's moved up. Oh, shit.
Look up La Mosca, singer, and bro. El Alfa's not the new Mosca, bro.
Yo, you got the Holy frosty shit. On, yo. He's ashamed. You can tell he's ashamed of himself, bro.
Oh, man.
Yo, wear your shame to the next episode of Victory Light, motherfucker. This is Victory Light, episode 10. We are up at it. Grrr, pow.
A Victory Light.